What if I told you that a tornado was going to happen tomorrow, right where you live? That it would touch down at exactly 3:17 p.m. and I told you the exact path it would take. You would, of course, prepare. You would talk with your loved ones, and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a tornado will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you have a plan anyway? Visit readypa.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by ReadyPA, FEMA, and the Ad Council. Radio 9, the best.
Stevens, hi Maria on Radio 9. Dwayne Eddy is going to take us to news time. That song, I think of the late Doug Goffis, who was a great guy, who hosted Goffis Golden Oldies and did a lot of volunteer and mentoring work around the station. He was a goffus, but I'm a goofus, and that's the name of that song. I'm Jay Thurber. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Friday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. At least 16 people have died after Hurricane Milton devastated portions of Florida as the extent of damage caused becomes clear in the wake of the storm. That from the Independent. Milton made landfall as a Category 3 on Wednesday night near Sarasota County's Siesta Key, spawning dozens of tornadoes, 28-foot waves, strong winds, heavy rainfall, and devastating storm surge. About 2.5 million homes and businesses in Florida have been left powerless, with those in the West Central region the worst impacted. And as Ohio heads into a pivotal election season, the divide between rural and urban voters might seem deep, but one expert says the gap isn't as wide as it appears.
An upcoming webinar on understanding rural voters will dive into what brings voters from different backgrounds together. One of the presenters is Elizabeth Curran-Halkett, a public policy professor at University of Southern California. She says rural and urban voters share common ground on many important issues.
Their values are very much aligned on the basics. We all care about the environment. We care about our families. We hope for a better future for our country. We believe in democracy.
Research from Ohio's John Carroll University confirms both rural and urban Ohioans care deeply about issues like family, faith, and preserving their communities. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
And the biennial ProKid scorecard from the Children Now Action Fund was just released. And 12 California Assembly members and 7 state senators earned a 100% rating.
You can check whether your representative made the grade at childrennowactionfund.org. Kelly Hardy with Children Now Action Fund says the scoring reflects more than just how lawmakers vote.
They voted the right way on health and child welfare, child care, education, and they also supported kids in the budget, which is not always an easy thing to do when we've got budget deficits.
The lowest scores hovered around 48%, awarded to lawmakers who voted against certain bills, but also voted for proposals like forced outing policies for LGBTQ plus kids in school. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Next, the Environmental Protection Agency has finalized a new rule on lead in drinking water, which includes a 10-year deadline for most utilities to replace lead service lines. Funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law could help accelerate the process in Wyoming, but critics point out the rule does not apply to schools. John Rumpler is the Clean Water Director for Environment America Research and Policy Center.
This final rule now dispels the illusion that the federal government is going to come and do the clean water homework for the state.
The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality in 2021 offered a voluntary program funded by the EPA to test drinking water in state schools and child care facilities. This is Public News Service.
Oldies, they're just great.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round.
Dig heavy music.
I like lighter music, sort of like folk.
I am a child. I last a while. You can't conceive of the pleasure.
Dig, man, soul is hip.
I got peace, I got love, I got happiness, and you can have it too.
Oh, I like jazz.
WRCT Radio 9. More music, more kinds of music, more often.
Hello.
little green back. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind. Out of sight in the night, out of sight in the day. Looking back on a track that I do it my way. Looking back on the track for a little, little green back. Got to find just the kind of losing my mind.
George Baker selection on Radio 9, 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook and Mastodon, taking your requests until 3 o'clock at Jay Thurber Show 208. Much more music time. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us. Here is Richie Knight and the Midnights on Radio 9. Oh, Charlena.
The biggest load of crap I've ever heard.
Oh,
This is where the oldies come to play every Saturday afternoon from noon until 3 on 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. 212, much more music time, 62 Radio 9 degrees. We'll check your full-time forecast in less than 10 minutes. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting a glide in your stride, a move in your groove, a little dance in your pants with the sound of every mother's son on Radio 9.
She sits on a dock, fishing in the water, I don't know her name, she's a fisherman's daughter, Come on down in my boat, baby, come on down where we can play. Come on down in my boat, baby, come on down, we'll sail away.
1959 Champion Records, Jimmy Beck and his orchestra with Pipe Dreams here on Radio 9. Play this for the CSX Railroad, which keeps interrupting my show today.
Driving that train, I'm cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And know that notion just crossed my mind.
Of course, on Radio 9.
WRKZ.
At 2:22 Chime Time, new music from Jack White coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I played a promo that I did for the Old Time Radio Show on Tube City Online Radio, and I did a bunch of promos. I was feeling a little froggy last Sunday or Saturday after the I guess it was last Saturday after the show, and I went home and cut a bunch of promos in the home studio like this one.
Ease into your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy. Tuesday mornings at 8, Friday afternoons at 1, and Saturday afternoons from 3 until 5 on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
Everything I do, no matter how I try to make it sound more hip, I'm so unhip, it's a wonder my pants don't fall down, that everything I do sounds like it was on a UHF TV station in about 1985. I don't know what that means. It means I'm old. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. That's Thursdays at 8, and then again Sunday nights at 10, only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRCT. Your rockin' attorney called me a little while ago at 412-385-7450, said he was digging the show and especially dig the Norman Nardini interview that we had. If you missed the interview, I actually sat down for a whole half hour with Norm the other day. You can find that on TubeCityOnline.com. It's under the podcast link, or you can listen tomorrow morning to a different radio station. And I will also post that after the show. I'll post that up on my social media, Facebook and Mastodon, so that you can download it if you want to. Okay? If you don't want to, I wouldn't download it if I were you. Every day, Pennsylvania's 66 conservation districts work to prevent pollution in Pennsylvania, but they can't do it alone. It's true. By taking simple steps, we can all make a difference. Here's something you can do when you're raking up fall leaves. Compost your leaves instead of burning them or putting them in the trash. Don't rake leaves into the street where they can wash into storm drains and cause floods. Actually, the story that I read the other day, I think it was in the Tribune Review, said that just leave the leaves. Leave the leaves. That's why they're called leaves. Just leave them, and they will fertilize the soil for next spring. For more information about conservation projects in your communities, visit pacd.org.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Isolated showers this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies, the high of 71. Partly cloudy overnight, low of 54. Showers likely on Sunday with a high of 76. Columbus Day, also Indigenous Peoples Day. That's Monday, looking for a chance of showers and a high of 56. Tuesday, chance of showers, high 53. And then on Wednesday, a chance of showers and a high of 51 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. Light rain falling in Washington County, 63 degrees. Cloudy skies in Beaver County, 68. Butler reporting cloudy, 64. It's 64 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 63 at WRCT with new music from Jack White.
Yeah.
New music from Jack White here on Radio 9.
WRCT.
Music Radio.
Paul and Mary Ford here on Radio 9. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies on the Gigglepuss Broadcasting System. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. I hope you will stay tuned for that. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 2:31. Here's Mickey Lee Lane on Radio 9.
Swims the English Channel later on the Jay Thurber Show.
On the ABC Radio Network.
Jackson. Someone we lost much too young. On Radio 9. 236, much more music time. 412-385-7450, 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show. And now a message from the program director here at the radio station. Get this note in my mailbox every single week. She says, Jay, you talk too much. Here's Joe Jones on Radio 9.
You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. Talk about people, you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much.
At Renzi Park in McKeesport. We've been talking about it all afternoon here. We had Norman Nardini on to talk about it a little bit in the 1 o'clock hour. It is a tribute to a concert that happened 50 years ago in Renzi Park, October 27th, 1974. It was Diamond Rio. That was Norman Nardini's band, Aerosmith, and Brownsville Station at Renzi Park playing a concert that was sponsored by 13Q. But people didn't even really know who Aerosmith was. A lot of them were there to see Diamond Rio or Brownsville Station. Landed on the football field in a helicopter, everybody remembers. That's at 4 o'clock at Renzi Park, a tribute to Aerosmith by a group called Led Smith. That is a free concert, by the way. Hopefully the weather will hold out. Carnegie Mellon leading Grove City right now by a score of 3-0. We're going to check sports for you in just about 15 minutes.
more music.
Amen Corner here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. I mentioned Monday is Indigenous Peoples Day, or also known as Columbus Day. We're going to have something to celebrate that. I got my COVID shot, my COVID booster the other day. And you go there now, and it's like, well, which one do you want? Do you want the Pfizer? Do you want the Moderna? Do you want the, I don't know. Give me whatever one will give me better 5G cell reception. That's all. That's all I'm asking for is, can I pick up Wi-Fi on my nipples? So I got my COVID shot, and I certainly hope that you will get your booster as well.
Sobering thoughts from some drug-addled weirdo.
I've done everything to stay healthy and protect my unborn child during COVID. The way I see it, getting vaccinated is one less risk to me and my baby's health. For now and the future. Plus, free vaccines are available in my neighborhood. You don't even need an appointment. Just walk in. You have the power to finish this.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
I didn't hear all of the Saturday Light Brigade program show this morning. Often Larry Berger plays this on the weekend of Columbus Day. We join our cast just as the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria arrive in the Caribbean.
For the New World.
Likewise.
All right, go ahead. Give the kid top billing.
Well, it was just a thought.
No, go ahead.
All right.
I claim this land in the name of Queen Isabella and King Ferdinand of Spain.
Oh.
Well, first I stick the flag in the sand, and then I...
Watch yourself, Admiral. Natives, they may be hostile.
Well, we're all a little hostile now and then. Some of us are able to sublimate, others can't adjust. You know how it is.
I know, but you better try and talk to them.
All right. Hello there.
We white men, other side of ocean. My name, Christopher Columbus.
Oh, you over here on a Fulbright?
Huh? No, I'm over here on an Isabella, as a matter of fact. Which reminds me, I want to take a few of you guys back with me in the boat to prove I discovered you.
What do you mean, discover us? We discover you.
You discovered us?
Certainly. We discover you on beach here, is all how you look at it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Well, at any rate, my men and I were wondering if you could spare a little food.
What kind num-nums you want?
Well, what is that strange-looking plant you're holding there, with little yellow kernels?
You mean this?
Yes. What is that?
French horns.
No. What you're holding in your hand?
Oh, corn.
That's what I thought it was. What else you got to eat around here?
Oh, berries, herbs, natural fruits, and organically grown vegetables.
Just as I suspected. What kind of a diet is that? That's why I've come here, to fulfill my dream.
You have a dream?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to talk about it?
I certainly would. My dream is to open the first Italian restaurant in your country. Give me some real food. Starches, spaghetti, cholesterol, all the better things. That's called progress, you see? Now, right here would be a good location for the restaurant. Ocean view and all that. Is there room for a parking lot?
You kidding? Whole country is parking lot.
I suppose. Well, I'd like to put a little deposit down on the property here.
Okay.
I only have a few doubloons on me, so if you'll direct me to the nearest bank, I'll get a check cash.
You out of luck today. Bank's closed.
Oh? Why?
Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. We going out on that joke?
No, we do reprise of song that help.
But not much.
Yo, ho, ho, and a buckskin sleeve. Now the white man's here, I guess it's time to leave.
Why go to war and fight like a shirt? Perhaps we can pick up some kind of work in an Indian extravaganza.
Quiet, herb or bonanza.
Please don't call us, we'll call you.
Step aside, pal, meet the new
big Jesus of this round world.
Jesse White, Dawes Butler, Stan Freeberg presents the United States of America, Volume 1 here on Radio 9.
Jay Thurber
screws up more things in 3 hours on the radio than most people screw up in a week.
In Pittsburgh.
Sports and weather coming up next. Here's Paul Revere and the Raiders on Radio 9.
Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young.
Tribe, so proud you live.
someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return,
will return, will return.
Paul Revere and the Raiders on Radio 9 and a song from, I believe, 1967, composed by J.D. Loudermilk. I know a lot of Indigenous people and First Nations people don't really care for that song very much. It gets a lot of facts wrong, but I guess there were good intentions, I suppose, behind the song in the first place. One thing that irritates people that I've talked to is that J.D. Loudermilk, who wrote the song, claimed Cherokee heritage, but he was telling a fib. New music from Green Day coming up after we take care of sports and weather. Don't forget to stay tuned at 5 o'clock. No matter what station you're listening to on 88.3 WRCT, you'll get to hear Chop Shop with Dan Strange. That's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. 5 o'clock on Tube City Online Radio. It's the Kristen and Amber Show. No matter how you listen to us, more great listening coming your way.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
A big showdown in Division III football happening right now in Grove City as the number 7 ranked Grove City Wolverines hosting the number 14 ranked Carnegie Mellon Tartans at Grove City. Right now in the second quarter, Carnegie Mellon leading 3-0. Both of those teams in the conference, both of those teams entering this game undefeated. So quite a showdown happening there in Division III football. Couple of other great local football games of note. The number 22 ranked Pitt Panthers hosting the California Golden Bears today at 3:30 at Acrisure Stadium, and the number 4 ranked Penn State Nittany Lions on the road to take on the Trojans of USC. Pittsburgh Penguins on the road. They'll be in Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. Puck drops at 7 o'clock tonight. Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Las Vegas Raiders tomorrow. And good news that running back Jaylen Warren has been removed from the injury report. He is expected to start tomorrow in Week 6.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking like this, partly cloudy skies right now, and a chance of a few stray showers, but nothing too much. It doesn't look like 71 for your high. 54 overnight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Showers likely on Sunday with a high of 76. Monday, chance of showers, high 56. Don't forget, county and state offices will be closed and banks will be closed on Columbus Day. That's Monday. 53 Tuesday for your high with a chance of showers. More of the same Wednesday, chance of showers and a high of 51 degrees. 63 right now in Washington County, 69 in Butler County, 67 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. Street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 66 degrees with new music from Green Day to close out today's show.
Do you want to be my girlfriend? I'll take you to a movie that we've already seen. Or sit at home and watch reruns. There's no other place I want to be.
Do you want to be
This was the story of
Jay Thurber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Until next week at this same time on these same frequently frequented frequencies, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Find me on Facebook and Mastodon at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Stay tuned. Smooth, relaxing, and easy. Coming up next with Eric O'Brien, and I hope you will be listening. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye.
Do you want to be my boyfriend? Do you want to be my boyfriend? Do you want to be my... Do you want to be my girlfriend?
Recorded at the PBRTV.com studios in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Eric O'Brien welcomes you to ease the stress of your day with smooth, relaxing, and easy on Tube City Online Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, and WRCT.org.